In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. As you know, my dear people, we have a different view of the world, of history, of practically everything from other people in the world. Particularly, we have a different view of the history of this century from other people. We could even say that we have a better understanding of the history of this century. We see that this century is like something predicted and unfolding. And it should be said, it can be said, that the message of Our Lady of Fatima warned the people of the world who would care to listen what would be the result of the faithlessness, the falling away, which had already gained great momentum with the turn of the century. There is a date in the 19th century that you should keep in mind. Our Lady of La Salette warned that in the year 1867, Almighty God, as a kind of act of futility, would allow the devils to roam more freely upon the earth. This actual date was given. And not long after 1867, even though that was a terrible century with respect to conspiracies, the growing strength of the international conspiracy, in fact, the age of revolution began in 1848, and Our Lady of La Salette appeared at that time. But in 1867, the government of France began to show what it is like to live under a Masonic government, began to restrict and to frustrate the Christian education of the children of France by passing one law after another. The agreement made between the Holy See and Napoleon I was that the religion would be restored and that the state would support the school system, which would be Catholic. But at the end of last century, the Masons took over fully in France, and they began to paganize France, and then they did it throughout Europe, so that the Republican states, those which had already disposed of their Christian monarchs, began to be increasingly anti-Catholic. In Germany, Bismarck launched what was called the Kulturkampf. And then in this country, at the turn of the century, beginning through this century, the forces of revolution became more and more powerful. The first attempt to overthrow the Romanov Empire in Russia took place in 1905. And you know, of course, that in 1917, the Bolsheviks succeeded in overthrowing that government and have controlled it ever since. And you know that this century has been a century of what is characteristic of the reign of Satan. Wars and murders and deceit. And it was in this climate that Our Lady of Fatima appeared to warn what was going to happen and to prescribe for the Catholic people of the world, from the Pope to the simple layperson, what God would require if any of these evils were to be thwarted. And the truly incredible fact is that even after seeing the prophecies of Our Lady of Fatima fulfilled one after another, after 60 years, her simple requests of the Pope and the hierarchy have not been fulfilled. Something, as I say, altogether incredible. Before I say any more about the message of Fatima, I'm sure you're aware that this revelation is deliberately being suppressed in the conciliar church. The apparitions of Our Lady are now referred to as alleged, and most bishops and priests, if they have any belief in these at all, make nothing of them. There is the quotation that comes out of the Second Vatican Council. It seems that an Orthodox Catholic bishop did not want the schema which concerned Our Lady to be joined to another schema. And in opposition to this idea, one of the bishops said, "About Mary, we've had enough." And presumably, about Mary, the conciliar church has had enough. The conciliar church prefers Protestants to Mary. And disposing of Mary, it gains no Protestants either. One does not have to do anything but this in order to decide whether Fatima, the apparitions of Our Lady, really occurred. One has only to consider the life of Sister Lucy. All of you know that there were three children who attested that they had seen Our Lady. And all of you know that Sister Lucy still lives. The other two children, her younger sister and brother, died. Among the things Our Lady said were that these two children would die. They knew that they would die very soon, and they did. How could they have known that? Sister Lucy said that Our Lady gave her this word. She said that this had happened on June the 13th, 1929. She said that when you see in the heavens an unknown light, know that Almighty God finds it necessary to punish the world for its sins and negligences with war, famine, and destruction. That many nations will be destroyed and the Holy Father will have much to suffer. The history of this age is summarized in those few words. Sister Lucy saw this light in her convent in Spain in 1939, exactly 10 years later. And it was not very many weeks after that Hitler invaded Poland, a Catholic country, to start the Second World War. And it is a great marvel that the people of Europe have already more or less, apparently, forgotten that terrible war. It was the worst war in history. Millions upon millions of people lost their lives. Young men, whole families were bombed into oblivion. Cities were destroyed, both in England and Germany, France, throughout Eastern Europe. Keep in mind, this prediction was given 10 years before. At that time, the Pope's name was Benedict XV. And Our Lady gave the name of his successor, which was going to be Pius XI. Pius XII ruled the church during the days of the war. He had to suffer the sight of war in Italy. He had to see a pagan government in control in Italy. One of the interesting things that came out of that was that after the war, the Jews accused Pope Pius XII, and when they accuse anyone, of course, it's worldwide, they accused Pope Pius XII of showing no regard for the fact that they were being liquidated in Germany during the years of the war. We now know, of course, why the Holy Father did not say anything about this wholesale liquidation of Jews. It never happened. He did condemn the political philosophy of the Nazis, as his predecessor and he condemned communism. We know, of course, that all the governments of the world now are to be condemned, and it is they which have brought all these wars upon the world. It is they who are responsible for deceiving the people of their nations as to everything. And they do it to this very day. When I say everything, I do not exaggerate. The nations of this world simply do not tell their people the truth about what is going on in the world, why they are doing what they are doing. Another thing that Our Lady warned was that Russia would spread her errors throughout the world. Now remember, this kind of language comes from a little peasant girl in Portugal. This kind of language is not even possible to an ordinary child. simply because the ordinary child does not think in terms of global movements and philosophical trends. But what has happened is that the terrible error of socialism and its concomitant atheism, these have become the philosophy of this world. With regard to socialism, even though it is shown and is undeniable, both in Russia and in all the countries which he now holds sway over, socialism, that philosophy and that political control which does not allow people to have any property or the claim of any property whatsoever, this results in the bankruptcy of the nation and the impoverishment of all the people. And yet it is this idea, this socialism, which is being taught in all the universities of the world, practically, as the only way that there can ever be any sound economy. After socialism has been tried for 60 years in Russia, in Poland, in the Balkans, in East Germany, and all they have is poverty. Most of the people are in dire need of that one essential food. Everything else has to take second thought. They spend their days wondering how they're going to get enough food. They dread another pregnancy because they know that they're going to have to find enough food for another mouth. In this country, they limit births because they're afraid they will not be able to send them to college. In East Germany, which West Germany has been foolish enough now to embrace, the communist government has not been able even to clear up the bombing damage from the Second World War. If you travel through East Germany, through Berlin, you will still find the wrecks of the buildings. Why is that? Because the communists do not care about anything but militarism. And communism has always come with militarism, and so has socialism, because the two are the same. So what has happened to Germany is that West Germany has just been saddled with a multi-billion dollar burden, and they are not going to have enough money to rebuild it, or the chances are that it will be very hard on the German people. And we are supposed to consider that this is a good thing, but as I say, socialism is the political philosophy and economy which is taught in all the American universities. With regard to Sister Lucy, not only did she reveal these things as coming from the Blessed Virgin and our Lord, but she has lived to see these things happen. In the Catholic Church, she is one of the best known personages throughout the world. or should be. Now consider that this person said things which now she understands more fully than anyone else. She now lives in the sight of seeing things happen which she was given to expect. And she was given a message or messages for the Holy Father, very simple and apparently curative messages, which she has given to him. And one Holy Father after another does not deny the truth of what is said, but simply refuses to do what Mary is said to have requested. What is the simple request that Mary makes? Now, keep in mind what I'm suggesting. The things predicted will take place if Mary's warnings are not heeded and certain things are not done. These things are not done, and these predictions happen. The predictions are known long in advance of the things themselves. And no one has ever accused this woman of being self-seeking or being a religious fanatic. She has always been considered a very dutiful and obedient nun. She has lived in the convent now for over 50 years. I say that to remind you that one of the ways in which heavenly messages are certified is the character of the person who says that he or she received them. Ordinarily, if the person is lying, it will be obvious in the way this person lives his or her life. Sister Lucy is very serious, a very dutiful, and a very pious religious nun in her community, in no way exceptional, except for all the visitors that she receives. Otherwise, she has to follow the rule as everyone else. And the visitors always ask the same questions. They have been asking these questions, the same ones, for 60 years. And her answers have always been the same. And as I say, none of the popes has denied the truth of these, but none of the popes sufficiently heed the words that are given. Our Lady says that there needs to be a solemn and public act of reparation and consecration to the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary of Russia. After all that has been suffered in communist countries, we are speaking of the most terrible persecution since the days of the Roman emperors, if not worse. We're speaking of poverty, of hunger, of deliberate starvation of literally millions of people, of a prison system that is so horrible that people cannot believe it, of a system of torture and terror that is chilling even to speak of. And the Blessed Virgin Mary says, if this act is performed by the Pope and all the bishops of the world, Russia will be converted. They have tried instead to negotiate with the Soviets all these years, Pius XI tried to negotiate, and Paul VI, John XXIII, John Paul II, they've all tried, instead of doing what Our Lady asked, a simple, thoroughly Catholic gesture. Instead, they have tried to negotiate. What have they gotten for all their efforts? Nothing but the cold-blooded, cynical suppression of rights by these murderous individuals. What we are saying is, instead of having this whole nation converted to the true faith, it has not been in the true faith for 1,000 years. Instead of doing something that Our Lady asks, in the hope of the conversion of this nation, and we're talking about a truly vast nation, one of the most populous on earth, this whole nation, we are promised, will be converted. And all that is requested is that the Pope and all the bishops consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And it has not been done from the day it was requested in 1929 to this very moment. So you can imagine what the life of Sister Lucy is at seeing all these things occur. It is like a person having taken a picture and now watches it. All these things have been predicted and warned, and they are unfolding. In 1960, the Pope was requested to announce to the world the third secret of Fatima. Now again, what we are to consider is that Sister Lucy was given a message that was to be communicated to the Pope. Now, if this message were not authentic, is it believable that some girl from Portugal would send a message to the Pope and require, with the authority of the Virgin Mother of God, that it be announced to the world in 1960? As I say, if this were not a real occurrence, if these apparitions were not genuine, is it believable that this person would ever think of doing such a thing? This message has been kept secret ever since. 1960, and this is 1990. The Pope at the time was John XXIII, and his comment was, "This does not concern my pontificate." He was the Pope. And he, it is said, after seeing it, put the letter in his desk drawer and closed the drawer. As I say, and as you appreciate, this is a thing not to be believed. In view of all the horrors of this century, you would think that they would be desperate to do something that promises something. Instead, Pope John called a council, which we may believe was at least implicitly alluded to in this secret message. And the council has brought upon the church a veritable avalanche of heresy, of sorrow, of confusion, and of the subversion of the faith of literally millions and hundreds of millions. when all Our Lady asked was the consecration of Russia to her Immaculate Heart, something that is utterly beautiful, utterly good in view of the suffering of that people. No one can possibly object to it. No one can say it is very much to do, nor any great labor to perform. No one can find any fault with the simple idea, even if it is not from heaven. And yet, they will not do it. The Holy Father has been besought through all these years to do what Our Lady has commanded. All these years, letters have poured into the Vatican to beg this, in order that God may assert Himself as He wishes to convert this vast nation. Instead, they carry on negotiations with these people who they know look with utter contempt on any agreement that they ever make. They tell the world that they spit on the treaties they make with people, that they have nothing but contempt for the stupid people who would agree with them about anything, because the very name of their movement is deceit. Everything about it is deceitful. And yet they continue to negotiate with these people and get nothing but more sorrow. We are celebrating today the Feast of the Holy Rosary. And what we do is say the Rosary every day here for these intentions, the intentions of Our Lady of Fatima. This is why we have the Rosary, to pray for these intentions. And we pray that the Holy Fathers will do what Mary, whom they say is their mother and the mother of the Church, we pray that they will do what she requests. Why would they refuse her? What curious spirit so possesses the Church that they would not do these things? And we would have to say, it is due to the fact that surely the devil is allowed to roam freely. But we know that our rosaries are more powerful than demons. And we are given this little weapon with which to conquer the great forces of evil in this world. The Rosary is like Mary herself. It is a thing utterly simple, uncomplicated. The person who hardly knows the Hail Mary and the Our Father can recite it. It is powerful in the hands of any. Let me conclude by saying this comment. There is this woman who calls herself Madonna. She is a rock star. She is a filthy and lewd woman who makes in the neighborhood possibly of 60 to 70 million a year. And the general theme of her conduct, of her entertaining, is both impurity and particularly blasphemy against Mary. She ornaments herself in order to blaspheme and dishonor Our Lady. We can consider her, as it were, an anti-Mary. And wherever she goes, the young people throng the stadia. They pay $30 and $40 a piece to get into these places to watch this woman go through her gyrations. She is exactly the opposite and wants to be the very opposite of what Our Lady is. A couple of days ago, I happened to go past a newsstand and I saw on the front of the Nation's Business or some economic magazine this woman's picture, and there was an article about this person. Who is the shrewdest woman in show business? They are presenting her as someone who really knows how to make money and what to do with it. The very opposite of Our Lady, who is simple and pure and humble and poor. And she is the darling of our Lord, the darling of the Most Blessed Trinity, and she is our beloved mother, who is great with the power of God. I say these things to remind you parents about the kind of influence your children are under, and always present to them the model of Our Lady, who wants to be their mother, who is tender and good and does not take anything from them, but who fills their hearts with love.